Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Chof Vov. Now yesterday we had this fascinating sugya. We were trying to bring a raya that all of the psulim would pass over all of the avodas, and we ended up remaining with an understanding that when it comes to Kodesh Kalim, only the age passes for all of the avodas, and the din that something needs to be tamim is only true for Shechita and for Kabbalah. So therefore, Serem Ozen Behar, if it would be between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, would be possible. And the only way that we could understand the interesting case that was brought up, Agav, the problem of Yotzei, actually, but we brought it in for our sugya, which was a case where the animal is inside of the Azara, and the feet of the animal are extending Chutz L'Azara. So over there, we'd have a problem. What we assume the problem is that there's dam in the area of the foot, which is outside of the Azara. That dam becomes possible beyond. And therefore, if you're mekabel that dam, then you're mekabel some of the dam that had been yotzei. And it would be possible. Because you're supposed to get all of the dam kosher, not the dam that was mikdash. We saw yesterday, midam apar. So the yotzei that we said, and the way we understood it at the end, was that it's possible to cut through, without cutting any cartilage, just cut through all of the arteries by cutting through to the bone. And because of that, you won't have any mixture of dam, and it's not considered to be a balmum, because you're not cutting anything that is not just simple flesh. And therefore, it would be avoiding the problem of the mixture of the yotzei, wouldn't get into the problem of a balmum, and because of that, the shechita would have been kosher as long as he was chotech before the blood mixed for the kabbal. So getting back to that strange case today, we said before that we should be, let's review it again. We said chotech be'ev racha magia le'es. Okay, then that means, let's read the case again, says the Gemara. Kibel, we're one third of the way down. Kibel, v'acharka chatach psula, shamat mina, the dama muvla be'evorim dam. What's interesting is that now you're telling me that the dam was possible yotzei, because look, there is no psul of yotzei on something which is not meant to be in this mechitza. If dam is just a liquid, and it's not blood that's meant to be on the mizbeach, and the azara is not its universe. The only thing that is defined as the Azara being its universe is the Basar. It needs to be, if you're talking about Kachim Kachim, so the Basar needs to be in the Azara. If you're talking about Kachim Kalim, then Yotzei out of Yerushalayim needs to be within Chomot Yerushalayim. But remember that the Psul of Yotzei is leaving the space determination of whatever universe it lives in. If this is not really Dam, so then who cares where it is? It doesn't have a specific universe that it lives in. Well, it seems to be that that's the problem. You're saying that we have to cut through the arteries before in the veins before we are going to do the Kabbalah, because what? There's a dam that was yotzei, but that dam that was yotzei is Dominique's remnant. It's in the Evorim. And therefore, it should not be actual dam. And in fact, halacha lamaisa, we pass and it does not have a din of dam. If you eat that dam, you're not going to be chay of koras. And yet it seems to be saying over here that shema min adam hamuvla be'evorim. Since in that part of the animal, there is no dam that's going to spurt out when you cut it. And therefore, there is nothing that ought to have a din of dam nefesh. It's just dam ha'evorim. Then you're telling me that nonetheless, it has a din of damu, and you would be chayef haret. Is that what you're trying to tell me now? Which, of course, is no gay to all of the klalim that we have about Am. No, says the Gemara, not necessarily. Remember, there are other components here in the plasma. The dam may be carrying also, let's say, oils of the animal, shamnunis, that it absorbs from the circulation. That shamnunis has it in a basar. So if that's the case, we won't possibly because of dam. You're right. That's just, as far as we're concerned, liquid biyama, plasma. But what about the shamnunis? The shamnunis would be possible. Oh, but wait a minute over here. We are talking right now. The case over here was a carbon of Kachim Kalim. That was why we brought it in Lechatchila. Kachim Kalim, the busser, is not possible. When it leaves the Azora, it only passes when it leaves Yerushalayim. Now, what you could say is that until such time as that basar becomes kosher to eat in Yerushalayim, which is only after the Zrika, then maybe it's treated like kachi kachim and it does become pasul in Yotzichut Le'azora. That's an interesting theory, except for the fact that if this is the explanation, then it runs counter to Rabbi Yochanan, who all over says that the din is not like that. And the din is that pasul kachi kachim that is yotze evenly nezrikat damim. Since ultimately, what is the world in which this pasul is going to be present? The world of Yerushalayim, not the world of the Azora. That it doesn't make sense to give it a din of kachi kachim for what possible purpose? You can't define this as its world. Why would it be yotze by leaving this world? It's not its place. The only place where it's going to be effectively utilized and interact with the world around it is in the entire area, including Yerushalayim. Why would it be nifsal with Rabbi Yotze now? Fine, that's a din in the Shechita, but that's not a din in the matter that we're talking about, that it's defining where it belongs, in what universe does it belong. So now, if you're going to tell me that the reason that over here it's possible is because of the Dam, you've got a contradiction to some of our most fundamental assumptions about Dam. I mean, I'm willing to look it over again, but you're saying you're not willing to say that, okay? So the only other explanation you said is because maybe it hasn't been a possible, because of Shamnun is in the plasma. But if that's the case, then we have to re-examine another issue, because then you would be saying that Basar Kachim Kalim Shiyotzer Lefnezrikat Dam would be possible. But wait, you can't prove to me that this part was referring to Kachim Kalim. I mean, the fact that we brought it up in that context, that maybe it's talking about Kachim Kadoshim. In Achinami, maybe Kachim Kalim, this part wouldn't have been true of. Okay, then let me ask you from this. Tan Rabban. Kachi Kachim, Shechitatan, Bitzafon, Vekibul Damam, Bekli Share Bitzafon. Let's take a look at the broader issues over here. We know that you have to do Shechita if you're dealing with Kachi Kachim in the northern side of the Azor, and we thought it was a three-way machloket, what defines the northern side of the Azor. Furthermore, you have to do the Kibul Dam, also where the animal and the Kli Sharet is bitavon. How about the Kohen himself? Where is the Kohen stand? So if the Kohen is standing in the Doron, and he puts his hand into the tzavon, and he does the shkita in the tzavon, that's kosher, because it only says in the pasuk that the shkita need to be bitzavon. It says, ben ha-bakar, shachat et ben ha-bakar, then it says, al yerecham mizbeah. So then that means the ben abakar is what need to be in the tzofet on Yerucham Mizbeah, and not the shochet himself. So I don't care. As long as the ben abakar was in the right place, you stick your hand in and you shecht it there, that's fine. On the other hand, if you stick your hand into the tzofon as the kohen and you do the kabbalat adam in the tzofet, then you would be pasul, because when it comes to, remember, shechita is not an aveda, really. It's not sherut. Anybody can do the shechita. But when it comes to the first act of sherut, which is Kibul Dam, the Misharet has to be Bitzafon, and then it's not going to help him to now stick his hand into the Tzafon. On the other hand, if he bends over in such a way that he chnis rosho verubo, so we always go according to the rope. So if most of your body is in that area, then that defines where you are, and then it would be kosher. Now, for our purposes, this is what's important. Pirchesa, suppose the animal twitched, and it moved itself into the Dorim, and then was moved back into the Tzafon. Now, obviously, there is no psul mechita, because there is no mechita. It's just a din and where an act has to take place. There's nothing that is defined as living in the universe of tzavim. And therefore, there's no psul yotze. So if the animal goes out, it goes back in, that's not a problem. So if it's pirchas of yatztala darom v'chazra, now it's kosher, you could do the Kabbalah there, not an issue. Okay, now let's take the next issue. Kachim kalim, and here's where we're going to get to the question of yotze, which was what you claimed was only talking about kachim kachim. Let's see whether that's true. Because now we're going to get to a case of Kachim Kalim. Obviously, the next case is going to be the equivalent case for Kachim Kalim that we just had for Kachim Kadashi. The equivalent case for Kachim Kalim is where we're not talking about the question of Tzofen and Doron, but where we're talking about in the Azor or out of the Azor. Ha ha ha! Guess where we're going? What's going to be the equivalent case of Pirchasa? Pirchasa outside of the Azor. That's what we're looking for. Okay, so now let's see what happens. If you're talking about Kachim Kalim. Okay, so the dinner Kachim Kalim, not Bitzafim, but Bifnim. So Shkitatan Bifnim, and the Kibul Damam is Bikli Sharet Bifnim. Now, suppose the Kohen, or the Bialim, whoever was doing the Shkita, you don't have to be a Kohen, was Omed Bachutz. He sticks his hand hand in and he shechts inside. That's fine, because the act of shechita doesn't have to be, the shechita has to be bevin, but not the one who's doing the act. That doesn't matter where he's ending, because it's not a shirut. So therefore, if he shechts, it would be shechita tokshira. However, if he's mikabel, then that's no good, because the act of shirut has to be in the place where the shirut is done. And therefore, if he's kibel kabbalat tzula. Now, you'll say, okay, but we should have the equivalent case of if your machnis rosh of aruba and it's kosher. No. Surprisingly, it is not kosher. And that is because we darshan from the posik veheviyum. Veheviyum means kulay. And we're going to see later on that just the entire animal has to be brought in entirely. And the same thing is true about the kohen, that he has to be made entirely. So there, even though normally we define where you are in terms of Rosh of Aruba, the extra posik tells me it has to be completely, as we shall see. Where the kohen was standing outside of the Azara, it won't help to stick most of his body inside. Kabbalah. Or anything after Shechita. Any Sherut. So, Ichnis Rosh of Aruba, that makes no difference. Kilo lo nichnas, he's still bachut. Now, here's the part that's important. Us. If the animal now moves itself after the shechita outside of the azora and then it's chazor b'fnim, it's all possible. Okay, so you see from there, a kachem kashim, a kachem kalim, shiyata livnei zrikata mimatzor. Does the fairish possible? So what are you telling me? No, it doesn't mean that. It was talking about kachem kashim. If that's what you want to be aiming it on, how about if I bring you beferish raya from here? It says if it goes out, it's possible. That's the end of it. Why are we discussing this issue? Whatever goes out is out. Whatever the case is, it was yotzei chutz l'mechitzasa. You said kachem. Yeah, but you said that Yerushalayim is its mechitzasa. How is it yotzei chutz l'mechitzasa? Well, hold on a sec. Is there not meat even on kachem kalim, whose world is the Azara? Absolutely. Any meat which is meant to be put on the Mizbeach, that is going to stay in the Azara. So if you have the Alya, which is the fat tail, which is really meat, a wonderful portion, but it's put on the Mizbeach. So the Alya is put on the Mizbeach. Liotera takaveh, tishteach layot. Those things are put on the Mizbeach. They will bare be nifsal biyotze. Maybe that's what it's referring to. But perhaps Rabbi Yochanan is absolutely correct. As far as a good steak is concerned, it was yotze, it's not yotze, because it's meant to be eaten in Yerushalayim. How can you call it yotze, despite the fact that right now it's not roy for Ahila? But the ultimate dispensation of this thing is meant to be in Yerushalayim. So how could it be called leaving its world by being yotze b'chitzase? That's not defined by iser. That's defined by what is its purpose in life. Okay? So therefore, from here we have no problems with Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's move on. Now, poor Shmuel was put into a real tough situation. His father used to give him bechinas and allowed him only to get one question right, and then got him on everything that he did. Every question that he got wrong, your father explained to him what was right, and then asked him another question based on what was right, which he knew he would make. I think what was right was going to be right even in that case, and then he would go, you're wrong again. And this kept him not very happy, bechinas. Poor Shmuel with his avodah Shmuel. But anyway, he had a rather tough training in life. Well, so his father asks him now about this case that we started with. How about if the animal is bifnim and the raglayim are bechut? What would be the din lechatchila? I mean, yes, we learned before that if it's done, it would be kosher as long as you cut through, didn't allow any blood to mix and the rest of the animal. But is that okay lechatchila, or is this a problem? Well, it says veheviyum la'ashem. Veheviyum la'ashem means you need to bring the entire animal in, and we do darshan this. In this, he was right. The entire animal has to be brought inside. Achite kula lifnim, and this really becomes an endemikar that the kohen also is meant to be entirely inside, which we learn from the same law. Okay, very good. Now, let me ask you another question. Suppose you hung the animal up in the air. It's completely inside. You hang the animal up in the air, and you do the shechita. Okay, how about that? Amale kishera. Well, that's okay, because after all, it should be, why not? I mean, it's in the Azara. Sorry, ishta bishta, you're wrong on that one. You need to have shechita al yerech ha-mizbeach. You can't call in the air al yerech ha-mizbeach, because then the placement of anything on the ground is irrelevant to what's in the air. So in what sense would that be al yerech? You have to be on the same surface as the yerech in order for it to be al yerech. Sorry. Okay, let me ask you another one. Now that you know that, I suppose you'll get this one right. So now, how about if nitla, how about if the kohen hung himself up in the air, and then he did the shechita? He said, now I'm too smart for that one. Psula. Sorry, you got that one wrong. Peter Pan, You're wrong with that one. You only need the shechita ayarach hamizbeach. You don't need the shochet to be ayarach hamizbeach. So what's the problem? The shochet is fine. Ah, no, darn. Okay. All right. So now that you know that, how about if you were tailor the kain in a year and he does the kabbalah? Ah, you're not going to get me twice on the same one. That would be kosher. Sorry, beep, yishtabashta, you're wrong on that one. Because ain't derech sheirut pekat. You can get away with doing shechita that way, but you can't get away with doing kabbalah that way because that's not appropriate. And therefore, it's not an act of sheirut. You got to get your feet on the ground. Exactly.
What?
No, because over there it's only the misharet. All right, but let's see. Let's hold off. Okay. Too excited. All right. Okay, so now that you know that, how about if you're tola the animal and then you do the kabbalah? Now you're not going to get me. That's puzzle. I'm like, ishtabashta. Sorry, you're wrong again. This includes your point. It only says the shechita has to be al yerech hamizbeach. It doesn't say the kabbalah has to be al yerech hamizbeach. That's a din and sofei, not al yerech hamizbeach. Sorry.
Lifted up the
cow, you can't win. See, Moshe, you thought you had it bad. Omar Abaya says, Abaya, well, now hold on a second. It's not quite so simple. I mean, the truth is, if we were talking about Kachi Kadashi, then actually all of the cases of Talia would be puzzle, except for one, which is the case where the Kohen himself was Nitle and he did the Shechita. Because since it says Al Yerech, and it's true, by Shechita, by the Shochet, it doesn't say anything. It says it only on the Nishkat, that it has to be now Al Yerech. Okay, so besides that case of the Shechet, where he was Nidla, so then, if you were Taylor and be Makabel, it would be puzzle. But that's because the Avir in Sofein doesn't have a din of Avir either, you see. You're saying it does have a din of Yerech HaMizbeach. I mean, why would it have a din at Sofein? That is essentially what you were asking. So therefore, it's not really true. We need to distinguish between Kachet Kachim and Kachim Kalim. On the other hand, in the Kachet Kalim, they would all be Kshereis, because there's no din of Sofein or Avir at Sofein. No din of Yerech HaMizbeach. The only problem you'd have in Kachim Kalim would be Lav Derech Sherut Bekah. Fine. So that would be the case where the Kohen was Nitla and Makabel Adam, so it isn't really, you know, I mean, this was not an honest Bechina. Oh, my Rav, no, I don't get that. You're saying if you were Tehle and you were Makabel by Kachin Kalim, it would be kosher. That's what you're saying. Why are you saying that? Because you're ready to accept that the Avir of the Azara has a din of the Azara. Avir Pnim Kifnim. So then, how do you artificially distinguish between Avir of the Tzafon being not like the Tzafon, despite the fact that it's not a din in Yerech HaMizbeach? It's only a din of Yerech HaMizbeach. There, you need to, the din of Yerech means that you're on the same surface. Otherwise, as long as Yerech doesn't mean in an area, it means Al Yad. If you're in the air, in what sense are you Al Yad? You're not within the same three-dimensional coordinates, and therefore it's not possible to talk about Al Yerech. That was the point. You can't make an artificial distinction between the Avir Bifnim and the Avir of Tzafon. I'm sorry. I think actually what Avodah Shmuel was saying is far more accurate than what you're claiming. So that actually he's wrong. I mean, it's true. He didn't discuss Kachin Kalim. He was asking Kachin Kachin the whole time. But I don't see any reason why he would have argued on the issue of Kachin Kalim. What I would say is like this. Hello, my Rav. If you want to put it into a simple rule, which you're trying to do. So I would say like this. Whether you're talking about Kachin Kachin or you're talking about Kachin Kalim, they would all be kosher other than the case where tala v'shachat by kachet kashim, where the animal is not al yerech hamizbeach, that's no good, and that's exactly what Avodah Shmuel said. Nditla, where the kohen was holy in the air, and he was makabel, bein b'kachet kashim, bein b'kachet kalim, there we're all agreed. Fine. That, I think, accurately reflects Avodah Shmuel too. But I mean, Rabbi Yirmiyahu is there. How about if the guy is inside, and tzitzito b'pachutis does not mean the tzitzit on his head, which he didn't have, it means the tzitzit of his head, so that his hair was sticking out outside. Tzitzit could be his hayot. I mean, again, this is in general, there seems to be a conception that a Kohen was not allowed to have long hair. I don't know of a mucker for that, even though everybody says Kohen is not allowed to have hair without a haircut for 30 days. It doesn't mean that he needed to get a baldy and then wait 30 days till he became a Ruah Rosh. We know that he didn't get a baldy because we know that it's not considered to be nice baldy. We learn that. That means that there's enough there to flip over by the Kohen Gadol, you're telling me. There it's talking about the beautiful haircut of Ben Alasan. You know, that's a different issue. But as far as what's considered to be Perua, we don't have a Raya yet. Maybe we'll find one later on, what that shear is. What does that start with? The Gidol of Shloshim Yom. Okay. But in any event, so those who learn that understand Yato to be Dafka Hispeyot. And over there, it wouldn't have a din. This was the same. Remember, we had the same problem. If his hair comes between the back of the Ketonet and his neck, is that considered to be a Hes? Or is that considered to be part of his body? So what would be the din about Tzidiyot? Omar Leyan, here is where we actually got the din that we're bringing here. That when the coin is ending outside of the Azor, it doesn't help to be Rosh of Rubo Binin. Because what he answered it from was this. Lava Mart Vehevi Lashem. Did we not just learn that the Pasuk Vehevi Lashem means that the entire animal is supposed to be inside? Not just Rove of the animal. That was the answer that Shmuel gave to his father. And that was the one acceptable answer that he gave, right? Just to loosen him up a little so he would get trapped. Anyway, so that's Acha Tavo Kula Lifnim. But that same Lashem is said about Aaron Uvanav Bivoam Midas. Bivoam means their entirety. Arboam El Omoi. Acha Vo Kulola Omoi. I don't care if he's got his peyot out. He's not Bo Kulai to the Olomoi. Zokter Helek Amishnah. Nitano Agabe Hakefesh. Going on now to discuss the dinning of the dam. Suppose the Zerika of the dam. Now the Zerika of every carbon has particular places on the Mizbeach. We learned about those that are supposed to be Lamala Michutasra, those that are supposed to be Lamata Michutasra. The Olata Oath, you will remember, is Lamala Michutasra. That's how to remember. Ola Oath goes up, right? The Olat Behema is Lamata Michutasra. The Chatat Ha'Oath would be Lamata Chatat Ha'Oath. Is Lamata Mechuta Sikra, whereas the Chatata Beima would be Lamala Mechuta Sikra. Furthermore, where you have the Mizbeach, it always has to be connected al Yisod HaMizbeach, but not the entire Mizbeach had a Yisod, as we're going to see later on. So there was one corner, which was the corner Mizrachit Romi, that did not have a Yisod. So therefore, the Dam on that corner would not be the Mokum of the Tinat Adam, where you were giving Dam of Shnayim Shein Arba, that you're Shlomi Mizbeach. So if you put the Dam in the wrong place, so let's say, you did the Zrika on the Kevesh, which was the ramp going up to the Mizbeach, not on the Mizbeach Rab. Or even if you put it on the Mizbeach proper, but Shaloka Neged Ayizot, you put it on the Mizrahi Dromit Tad, and on that side there was no Yizot. Or, suppose you put the Dam that was meant to be put Lamata Lamala. Or suppose you put Dam that was supposed to be put Lamala Lamata. Or suppose you put the Dam that was meant to be put Bivnim on the Mizbeach of the Toret, and instead you put it Bachut. Or vice versa. You took the Dam Nitanim Bachut, you put it Bivnim. In all of these cases, the animal is puzzle, but there is no karet on the achila of the animal. Why in the world I would think there's karet, the Gemara is going to ask. Because, I mean, an animal that is not brought properly is still not a chiyuv of karet. Omar Shmuel, when the Mishnah says the korban is puzzle, guess what? It's the exact opposite of the beginning of the parak, of the mesech. Over here, the balim actually were yotze, and they were nitchapru. It's just that the basar is puzzle and it cannot be eaten. But since there was a zrika, the zrika has two elements to it. Remember that we call zrika a madir, and we call zrika a mechaper. When it comes to the dinim of sulim on the, let's say, perkigol, we need a madir. When it comes to the dinim being machshir the basar, that by definition, the madir. But when it comes to the other pu'la of that, which is anina tatilach and lechaper, there, that element of ritzoy on the adam, it just says ala mizbeach lechaper. Ala mizbeach lechaper is generic. So it means that the specific dinim of where to put the dam to Shmuel are remarkably a din in the heter of the dam, not a din in the kapara of the dam. This is an amazing chiddush of Shmuel. So that even though the Mishnah says posel, it means posel for the baser but kosher for the balim. And the opening of the beseta was the contrary, where it's kosher but lo alo lebalim l'shem chova. That's because you will recall it became an adava, but it's not yotzei the chiyav of the net. Okay, so now comes along Shmuel to say from the pasuk, my taima, the omakro, ve'ani netativ, there it begins the pasuk, ki nefesh abasar badami, ve'ani netativ lachem ala mizbeach lechaper al nafshalechem, ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. What that means is al hamizbeach. Does it say where on the mizbeach? No. So kivan shigi adam la mizbeach, wherever it gets on the mizbeach, that's it, lechaper, nifchapru abalim, Right, so I understand. So then how do you know that that just doesn't define the full pu'ula of the dam? So let it be kosher. If the balim are mitchaprim, isn't that a proof that the korban has done its job? And ihachi baser nami? It says beferish. Ani natatif lachem lechaper. Only lechaper, lechapara netativ. Velo ledavar acher. For in terms of the generic mizbeach, that is the value of the dam purely in terms of lechaper. And therefore, anything else has to follow the necessary rules of that particular carbon. That's the only way to be matir, the boss. Alma kasova. So apparently Shmuel holds shalob b'mikomo kimikomodami. And when it comes to the dinim of the dam, in terms of this halacha to be maratze, it doesn't matter where you put it on the mizbeach. Now, in the very next hour, we're going to have the following mishnah. It's not be enough here. Natno ala kevesh, shalok neged hayesod, natanitanim lamata lamala, etanitanim lamala lamata, etanitanim bifnim bachutz, etanitanim bachutz bifnim. Im yesh dam hanefesh, yachzor hakasher v'yikabel. So now, it says over there that if there is any dam hanefesh that's left, then it's not a problem. You could just go back, be mekabel again, as long as there's dam to be mekabel, and then it will be kosher. I don't understand. How, if you're telling me that the Zrik was already done, then Isak katak shalob imekomok imekomok. So then, what's the point? Wait a minute. Mor will say that. Loma liyachzara kasher v'yikabel. Why is he doing it? And you're going to tell me like David, right? You're going to say v'chi tema. Well, what do you mean? We need to be matir the boss of achila. So far, we haven't been matir the boss of achila. The problem is you can't do it properly because once Zrika is machaper, then it cannot be used as a Zrika just to be matir. Only a Zrika that is functionally a machaper is a matir. And E, you're going to tell me, v'chitim latir basar ba'achila, mi'ika zrika, delo mechaperet v'sharia basar ba'achila, is there such a thing as doing a zrika that is only coming? What did Torah ever say? Do a zrika to be matir basar ba'achila. The point is, this is the function of the dam. If it's done properly, so then it's matir basar ba'achila. But whoever heard of doing an act of zrika that isn't achieving anything in terms of the ritzu of the korban, but that is a zrika to be matir the baser. But there's no such concept at law. So what is the point, according to Shmuel, of going back and doing it? Must be that indeed it was not bechaper, because shalom b'mekomo is lav k'mekomo. Therefore, the Mishnah is proving the opposite of Shmuel. And you see from here that this Zrika did nothing at all, and therefore, if they're still dumb, go back and do it right. So how can Shmuel maintain his position against this Mishnah? Says Shmuel, I don't know what's wrong with people who don't read. Did you see what it said over there, Yachzor Hakasher v'yekabel. Did you really think that we need to know that only a kosher carbon can do the a kohen can do the kabbalah here? That's where teach me this halacha. We never heard that before. Obviously, Yachzor Hakasher v'yekabel. What? You're going to have a robot do it? Well, I understand. Obviously, what that implies is that the original zrika was done by a apostle. That's the point. So Eve, I mean, look, man, if a kosher kohen would have done it, absolutely. Hachinami, Mishnah would never have said to go back, because I'm right. And that's exactly the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah here is telling me, Dafka, because it was done by Paslus, Hachamai Eskinim, do you have a Pasul? Yeah, it's cute, but it doesn't help. Because according to the way Shmuel is learning, a Zrika Shalom Bimekomo is considered to be the equivalent of a Zrika that is Bimekomo. So let me ask you, if Apostle does Zrika correctly, it's possible to go back and fix? No, because now it became Dochui.
But it wasn't, as long as you can do that.
But he did the Zrika. It says over here that he did it. He just did it in the wrong place. But according to Shmuel, who cares if it's on the wrong place? So then why, Aliba to Shmuel, would it not be considered to be dichui? Now there's no way to utilize this dam again once it's utilized wrongly. Bishlam, if it's not utilized, fine. But over here, according to Shmuel, it was utilized. And does it not say in the Mishnah, also in the Nefer, the Kulan, all of the psulim, shekiblu chutzes mano, v'chutzle mekomo, im yesh dam hanefesh yachzor hakasher v'yikabel. Now note that it says, kulan shekiblu. That's because you didn't do anything with the dam yet. Now, you think that would have been true, even if kulam shezorku? No way. It's only because kulam shekiblu. Now, since they are now not roy for what they're doing, they cannot have a machsheva sul either. So even if it's chutzla zmana or chutzla mekayim, say, get out of here, guy. This is not an act of Kabbalah. You can't have a machsheva sul on something that is not an act of Aveda. And therefore, there's no problem, and we're going to go back and do it again. But that's only because there was no zrika, so nothing became nifsa. But had there been an act of Azrika, so then it would have been indeed Nidche, right? So Dafka says the Gemara, isn't the Mishnah saying Kiblu in Zorkulo? Why is that true? My timer must be Mishum David Dichui. That if it was put actually on the Mizbeach already by the Puzzle, there's no way to put it back. So now, the way I understand the Mishnah is, since the Puzzle put it on the wrong place on the Mizbeach, so who cares? It's the equivalent of Kabbalah. He didn't do anything with the Dafka. But according to you, you say there's no such thing as putting it on the wrong place. In terms of the Zrika, that's Mechaper, could be any place. So then what's the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika? And it should all be puzzle in this case. And there'd be no way to go back and be Machsher. Says the Gemara, no, according to Shmuel, that's not the problem. The problem is not because of the Yui. The problem is because in this case, since it was Shalom Bismano, it was because of the Psul of Machshava. Then you could have said the same thing for Kabbalah. Kabbalah is just as much Pasul's by Machshava as Zrika does. That's number one. Number two, someone who is not Roy to do the Avodah cannot have a Psul Machshava. I don't care what he's doing. Me Pasul Machshava, the Amar Rava, in Machshava Moela Tala only somebody who is kosher for avoda can have a machsheva sul. Furthermore, it has to be bedavar ha-ra'uila avoda. It has to be on a type of thing that is usable for real aveda. Now this, we're going to see, comes to exclude even a mincha that is made out of se'orim, where it's not kemach, but geres. And that refers to minchata omer. Since this material is usually unsuitable for menachot. Later on, we're going to distinguish between katan and menachos, which does use se'orim, but it doesn't use yeres. So in such a case, you will not be able to pass it with a machshava chutzmano, and it has to be a makom ha-ro'i la'avodah, which we're going to see also in menachos means that if anything has happened to the mizbeach, was nifkam, it's not suitable for doing avodah, a machshava to do it chutz l'zmano after we fix the mizbeach or whatever is not going to pass. And therefore, whatever you're saying is absurd. The Mishnah is coming to make a distinction between Kabbalah and Zrika, and you're saying the distinction is because of Psul Machshava. Why is there a Psul Machshava between Zrika and Kabbalah? Furthermore, there is no such thing as a Psul Machshava in this case where a Kohen Posel did it. So scotch that. So we're left with a problem, because the Mishnah is saying that Zrika would over here be different. And I don't understand. Yavzra Koshvi Kabel Dafka Kiblu. So you see there's a din of Dichui. If there's a din of Dichui, then I want to understand why there's no din of Dichui in the case where it says Yavzra Koshvi Kabel. What good is it going to do you if you already did the Zrika? Who cares if it was Shalom Bimakom according to you? There's still a din of Dichui. And don't try to be Docha the Dichui and claim it's a Psul Machshava. It's a Psul Machshava? Like heck, it's Dichui. Okay, that's a good point. But, you know what's not a good point? Your diet is not a good point. You're saying that the only issue of here was Bekabol. But Bezrika not. From where you derive, why? And you prove to me it can't be because of Machshava. Fine. Why? Must be because of Dichui. So if it's because of Dichui, why does it say that if it was put in the wrong place that you can go back and take it, it's not Dichui? According to you, it should be Dichui. Your diak is wrong. The diak was based on an assumption that the Tana of the Mishnah was coming to address the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika. That's because you weren't aware of the pressures of Tana. But the Tana was really coming to address was the difference between Shechita and Kabbalah, not Zrika and Kabbalah. Shechita. And he had no intention whatsoever of making a diak. Kabbalah velo Zrika. What he meant was Kabbalah, halacha, Zrika. As long as it's not Shechita. What were those behind this bread that the Tana needed to address? I shall tell you. The point over here is, Lo Tema, do not say that the Diyak is, only Kabbalah but not Zrika. No. Lo Tema Zorkolo. Ela Ema Shachatolo. That if he had done the Shechita, then he could have indeed passed it by a Maksha. Because when it comes to Shechita, anybody is a Kohen, so to speak. So if a Kohen can pass a Shechita, so can the Yisrael pass a Shechita. His intent would have to be, I'm shechting this animal in order to give it to a Kohen Kosher to do the Zrika at the wrong time. Or to eat it at the wrong time. So then, that's what he's coming to be Medayah, because he doesn't want you to make the mistake of thinking that there's no Psul Machshava by Shechita. But in Achinami, he just mentioned Kabbalah because it's the first of the Avedas that requires a Kohen. Didn't you mean Kabbalah and only Kabbalah? What's the difference if it's Rika? It's exactly the same issue. This thing about Dichui, you made it all up. There's no such rule of Dichui, because you did it. The Dam got in his bath. That's not Doka anything. So what's the brilliant Chiddush? Maika Mashalan, that you can pass over Machshava. And that's why he said it this way. I got news for you. That's not a brilliant Kiddush. It happens to say that Beferish. Tanina. Lefichach. Hein Paslin. B'machshava. It says, since anybody's kosher for Shechita, therefore they will pasul also B'machshava, because then they are roid. What do I need him to tell me this and to bend the whole Mishnah in the wrong direction to tell me something that says Beferish anyway? Well, HaKamash Panimi Kabbalah V'Yachlo Paslamah. Does it say anywhere that Machshava will not pass on? No. That we only knew from Rav. That ain't a Machshava Poselet Ella. Mishroi Lavada, Bedova Roi Lavada, Bemakama Roi Lavada. It didn't say that in the Mishnah. Therefore, he wanted to address, you should know. Anything from Kabbalah onwards, when it was Rika, is possible and is not possible by Machshava, rather, and therefore it can be redone properly. And what about Dichui? What Dichui? Who Dichui? Where Dichui? There's not such thing as Dichui. And therefore, when he asks you a kash on Shmuel from Dichui, when you haven't been able to prove to me that a concept of Dichui exists just because Dam was put on the Mizbeach Bezri. My time is going to rub. Okay, let's see whether we support all of this. Somebody now. This is a normal coin. Normal coin has a machshava to do the zrika wrong. So he's going to bring the dam of an ayla, he's going to put lamala mechutas. And he's going to do this now, today, right now. Fine, so kosher. Because he didn't have a machshava of chutzmana today. He didn't have a machshava of chutzmekayma, because there's no chutzmekayma is a special violation. It's not an aveda violation. I did the aveda wrong. There's no such thing as a full machshava, except for a mechitza violation, either time or space. Except for a chatas and a pesach, where over there shalom lishmo is another violation. But certainly no such thing as a psul. I will put this in the wrong place. Did he or didn't he? Yeah, who cares? That's not, that's nothing to do with mechitza. Okay. So therefore, la'alter it's kosher. So far, it's nothing to do with ours. Now, chazar v'chishay, chutz l'mekayma, pasul, vein bo karet, chutz l'zmana, pilo v'chayavin alaf karet. Since the original machshava had absolutely no impact on this animal, so therefore, the normal dinim of pigo will kick in if there's any further hanky-panky that is a violation of the mechitza. Remember that pigo doesn't kick in if there's any other psul that's associated with the animal. But since over here no other psul was associated with the animal, so if he then goes ahead and does, let's say, the Kabbalah, almanat to eat this chutzul megayma, then there's no fi of karis. Of course, the begon is certainly possible. Chutzul mano, there's even a fi of karis on the buzzer of this animal. If now he had a machshava chutzul mano with me, pigo v'chayim lo v'chayim. Now, suppose his initial was not la'alter, but was lemachar. So he's going to put the dam in the wrong place of the mizbeah. But he's going to do this tomorrow, Miss Yelikin. Tomorrow. He's going to do this tomorrow. Then already that means that, what? That's a machshava chutzul mano. The question is, what is a zrika? Doesn't it have to be a zrika chutzul mano? Then it becomes pasul. Not only is it pasul. Not chiyuv karet. That weird. We're going to get to it. Now, I ought to let you know in advance, otherwise very confusing. What the Gemara is going to come out with in the end is that there is a shita that holds that a machshava to just leave something, Lamar, is enough to pass, but is not enough to turn into the legal IR. And that's Reb Yehuda's unique shita, and it'll turn out that that's what we're referring to. But right now, we haven't been aiming on that. Right now, we don't understand what's going on. It appears to us that Lamar could have puzzled, even though it's going to be in the wrong place on the mirror. And the Chazar V'Chishev, and therefore, since now it's been ruined, if you have a machshava kutzman or kutzmano, it would be possible, but in bo kare. And our problem is only aliba de shmuel. Aliba de shmuel who holds shelo b'mekomo esimekomo, who cares whether the zrika was in the wrong place or the right place? This should automatically turn it into pigel right away. Why did you say it's possible? Why did you say lamachar it's possible? It should say lamachar it's pigel of the chayav and alav kares. That's what it should say. Because according to Shmuel, what do I care where you're going to put it on the mizbeach? The point is shelo b'mekomo esimekomo, and here it's saying b'feirush. No, if in what's going to do it right, then it's not pigel. It's only something possible. I don't know what that something is. I puzzle. Well, what do you mean it's possible? It's pure pigel. Omar Marzucha, you guys are getting a very important point. The reason that Zrika creates Hegel is because it's a matir, as we're going to see later on. And only something that has matirin does the matir act to be the mafagel of the nitar. Where's the matir? This tam isn't being matir anything. The basar remains usar, even according to Shmuel. It was only a din of lechaper. But a Zrika lechaper is not a Zrika that can create Hegel. Ha! Therefore, it's only possible. Now, of course, the obvious question is, so then why is it possible at all? But that is what's going to force us to conclude that we're not talking about it being possible because of the fact that you did something wrong with it. We're talking about it as being possible only because it was left till tomorrow. For all intents and purposes, you did nothing with this on. But that we're still going to get it. Right now, we're faced with what appears to be a contradiction. If it's good enough to possible, then it should be good enough to be mafago. And if it's not good enough to be mafago, where the heck does the psul come from of saying, I'm going to do something that's not a matir, chutzmano, chutzmekomo? Where did the Torah ever say there was a machshava like that? So Amar Mar Zrutra, only a zrika that is mater baser b'achila can be mighty l'idei pigel. But a zrika de lo sharia baser b'achila cannot be mighty l'idei pigel. Brilliant. Omar le Rav Asher Mar Zrutra, now hold on a second. I think I know where you're getting that from, because you're getting it from the pasuk. There it stresses the achila. And that was the marker of pigo abonatisa, right? So you were saying, okay, note that it says that means pigulo garamlo, that the problem in this achila was the fact that it had been done as pigel, not that something else was wrong. In this case, something else was wrong. Namely, it had never been put on the right part of the mizbeach, matir b'achila, and therefore it cannot be pigel yiyeh avano yisa. That's your deal. Yeah, but the problem is, you're saying, mish pigulo garamlo, yatzer pigulo garamlo. Because in this case, it was an iser davar acher garamlo, something else that was garim, namely, the improper zrika. Yeah, but then, where did you get the idea of it being possible? The whole makar of there being a machsheves chutzesmana is this pasuk. If this pasuk is being memayat a case where there was something else that was wrong, so then it's memayat this case. So then why does it say that it's possible at all? If he had a machsheves to put it in the wrong place on the mizbeach. So then, if sonami loli pasel, it shouldn't become pasel. Amar of Nachum by Yitzchak, the only reason it becomes pasel is not because you were doing something with a dam, it's because you weren't doing anything with a dam. Midin avi amachshevet hinuach alibet Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you had a machshava to leave the dam over. That's why the Torah uses the lashon of notar. Remember how we use the lashon of notar, and I said, that is so confusing. Because notar is when they're talking about it's really left over. But says Rabbi Yehuda, no. A machsheves notar. Not Zrika Shalom Bizmana is also sufficient to pass the bargain, but indeed not included in Avonah Gizah, because that's only where Misha Pigulo Garamlo. And in this case, Pigulo was not Garamlo. So now we've learned a tremendous number of marvelous Kiddushim today, participated in the anguish for Shmuel under attack in his Bechina, and are all ready to do our quick Chazorah, which we shall begin now. Shma Mina, Dama Muvla Be'Evarim Damu? No, Dilma Mishum Shamnunit. Okay, so then at least Shmamina Basa Kachim Kalb Shotzel things we can stop Paso. Dilma Bukachi Kachi. Turn around. Kachi Kachim Shikitaz Bitsava Kibadam Mikishoris Bitsafan Amad Bidaram Voshikia to the Tsafon Vishachat Shechita Tokshira Kibel Kabalato Psula Hichnis Roshovarubo Hilunichras Kulo Pirkasavayats to the Dorom the Chazrak Shira. But Kachim Kalim Shkitatan is anywhere bifnim. Kibol damam is bikli sharet anywhere bifnim. There, amad bechutz of nisya dolifnim for shkitat kshera. for Kabbalat Psula, and it won't help to be Machnas Rosh HaMeruba. Ki ilo lo nichnas. And there, Pirchas HaVayatza L'chutz V'chazor will be Pasul. So that seems to prove that Pasul Kachim Kalim, Shiyotzef Nezvikastami, is Psulim. Dilma Ba'alya V'yoteret HaKaved V'shtei Chelayot. Boy, minei avu edesh mo mishmo. He bifnim V'raglea B'chutz Mahu. Omalek tiv vehevi la Hashem, achte kula lifnim. Tola v'shachat mal. Omalek sheva. Omalek, ishtabashta. Be'inan shchita ayerech v'leka. Okay. Nitla v'shachat mal. Omalek psula. Ishtabashta. Shchita ayerech. Lo shocheta ayerech. Okay. Nitla v'kibel mal. Omalek shera. Ishtabashta. Ein derech sherut pekach. All right, then tola v'kibel mal. Amalei psula, amalei ishtabashta shchita yerech. No kabbalah yerech. Amar Abaye, b'kodshei kadashim kulan pisulot bar minitla v'shachat. B'kodshim kalim kulan ksherot bar minitla v'kibel, because it's in derech sherut. Amar Rava, ma pitom, maishna tola v'kibel b'kodshim kalim d'kshera. Because you're saying avir pnim is kifnim dami. So then b'kodshim should be avir tzafon kitzafon dami. Elam Arava, I fully support Avu Adishmuel in this abusive situation. And Bein Bekotche Kadashim, Bein Bekotche Kalim Kshiros, except for Tola Veshachat Bekotche Kachim, and that's because Yerucham is Beach, and Nitla Vekibel, Bein Bekotche Kachim, Bein Bekotche Kalim, because of the Ender Sherub Bekach. Boimine Rabbi Yirmeyam Rabbi Zera. Who Bifnim Vetzitziato Bachutz Mahu? Omele Lav Amrit Vehevium La Hashem. Ad shetavo kula lifnim, achinami bivoam elo moed, ad shetavo kula l'ol moed. Nitano agabe akev shelo kedeket ha-yesod, natanata nitan milmata lamala, etanitanim lamala lamata, etanitanim bifnim bachut, etanitanim bachut bifnim, pasul ve'im bo karet. Omar Shmuel, pasul basar, but the barley mur nitchapru. My time, the Amar Kohen, Nina Tativ Lachem ala Mizbeach lechaper, kivan shigi adam le Mizbeach nitchapru bali. So then why not the Basar Nami, Amar Kohen lechaper, lechapra natativ. Velo le davar acher. Amar Kasava shalobi mekomo kim komo dami. But the problem is that the Mishnah Yidach Pirkan says, Natno ala kevesh, or shalok negara yisod, or natanata nitanim lamata lamala, or nitanim lamala lamata, or nitanim befnim bachut, or nitanim bachut befnim, imi eish dam anefesh yachzor akasher yikabel. And according to Yushmo, Yisar gadach shalobi mekomoki mekod modami, what is the point of yachzor akasher yikabel? Don't try to tell me sa'ater bosu b'achila, because me yikazrika dolom b'chapra, that would be ma'ater bosu b'achila. Well, yeah, it's a very nice point, but, you know, idiot, kosher, achinami. But if you look to read it carefully, you'd see we're talking about the avi posel. Ah, but still avi dichui. Does rama kulan shekiblo chutzis mana v'chutzis mekomo, im yesh dam anever sh'yachzor akash v'yekabel. Note the stress on kiblo, not zorku. Now, what's the difference? Undoubtedly mishum davi dichui. Nah, the difference is psumachshava. Psumachshava. What's the difference between Zvika Kabbalah? Not to mention the fact that mi pasa makshava, nivayama rabbi makshava moelet, elabim mishiro uilavada, ube davar haro uilavada, ube makom haro uilavada. Okay, but then I take exception to your dikhui business. Actually, there's no difference between Zvika and Kabbalah. Lo tema zorkulo, elame shachtulo. So, and the brilliant Kiddush is, Akabashvan. The Pasul Machshava, it's a Pferish Mishnah. Tanina, since their kosher is even a non-coin for Shkita, they're Pasul Machshava. No, the Kiddush is that Mikabolava Elech, lo Pasul Machshava. My time, I kid it, Rava, as we just said, Elaba Misha Roy Lavoda. Meitve, Chishev Litinatanitanim Lamala Lamata Lamata Lamala La Alter, it would be kosher, and therefore, if Chazav Chishev Chutzabakoma would be possible but without Karet, because it's not a time violation, and Chutz Zimano would be Pigel and Chayavin Alafkai. But if the initial Machshava to put the Nitanim Lamata was meant to be done Lamachar, then it actually passels, for some strange reason, not a Psul Koreit. And then, since it's Pasul, if it was Chaz Vakishabe, Ben Chutz Zimano, Ben Chutz Mekomo, it would still only be Pasul. But you couldn't turn it into a Chiyuv Karet. Now, according to Yushmu, Ishalo b'mekomo k'mekomo domi, the original Machshava was already Pigo, because you were going to do a Zerika, that was Kshera, Lamachar. So why do you say it's possible? Why don't you admit that it's Pigo? Clearly because Shalo b'mekomo is not k'mekomo. Amar Mazito is another issue over here. You need to have a matir to create pigo. And only a zrika that is sharia basar bachila can be mighty lide pigo. A zrika de lo sharia basar bachila cannot be mighty lide pigo. Amar Vashil Marzutra, where do you get that from? I assume. From the pasuk of Ime Achel Yachel Mipsar Zevach Shlomav, pigo yiye. And that means Bisha Pigulo Garamlo Yatsa Zed, that's got another problem. She'in Pigulo Garamlo Isur Davar Acher Garamlo. But if you're going to tell me that, then why is it even possible? Yachiv Sula Nami Lo Livso. Amrim Nachman Yitzchak, it's not possible because of the Shalom B'Mekomo. It's possible because it's no worse than Machshevet Inuach. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda.